Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third, the left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second, the shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting third, the left fielder, Johnny Rizzo. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fifth, the first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Pep Young. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Tobin. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Tobin. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Heck reaches second base with a double. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heck scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Vaughn steals second. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. the Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Handley reaches second base with a double. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Handley. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Handley steals third. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Wehner fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wehner. Herman moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Wehner trying to get to third. Bartel throws to Hack, who tags Wehner for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Rizzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Klein reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. Rizzo moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rizzo scores. Klein scores. It's 3-1, Pirates. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wehner hits a line drive towards first. Russell catches it and steps on first to double up Tobin. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rizzo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Klein takes first base on ball 4. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fletcher for the out. Vaughn moves to third. Klein moves to second. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Handley hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen moves to third. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gallen tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Pirates. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Hartnett scores. Russell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Cubs. Russ Bauer's now pitching. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers bunts for an out with unknown description. Mueller moves to second. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Herman bunts towards the mound. Bowers fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rizzo bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Vaughn moves to third. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vaughn tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Cubs, 4, Pirates, 4. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Handley hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Herman bunts towards first. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Hack moves to second. 1 out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0 for 0 in the game. Bowers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Herman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rizzo hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Klein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fletcher moves to second. Two outs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Young is walked intentionally. Paul Wehner pinch hits for Ray Mueller. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Fletcher trying to get to home. Herman throws to Hartnett, who tags Fletcher for the out. Young moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Barra's now catching. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Barra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra's fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Barra's. Hack moves to third. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hack tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Gusseau pinch hits for Russ Bowers. Gusseau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.